September 29th, 1917. My dear Lizzie, your letter of the 24th just received. Many thanks, but I have a spare shirt and cannot carry any more. No doubt you saw the honourable mention in Haig's dispatch of the Durhams in the advance on September 20th. That was our battalion. I have asked Miss Wise to obtain back copies of the newspaper reports for me. Yes, once again I have been over the top, and here I am, the same as in I went. I have been more lucky than I can possibly tell you. Words are quite inadequate for some occasions. This time I experienced much more of the real horrors of modern warfare, and over some sights one tries to draw a veil. What shall I tell you? Give a little description of the advances seen by me as dawn was breaking. It was an enthralling sight. We were in the support trenches on top of a high ridge with a view of the country for many miles in all directions. It is slightly undulating like Warwickshire. Our barrage commenced whilst it was still dark. Such a barrage! Remember that we are between our guns and the enemy. To make oneself heard, one had to yell as hard as one could. As dawn broke, we crept out of our holes and stood on top. What a drama! What accessories! What effects! To our backs, the hillsides covered with spurts of flame from countless guns, the early sun sometimes lighting up the old historic ruined town in a most ghostly fashion. To the front, a great bank of smoke where the shells were dropping. Slowly the drama developed. On the right, a long file of German prisoners came slowly into our lines, passing our engineers, going in the other direction, carrying duckboards. Oh, those thrice-blessed duckboards! On the left, our wounded on stretchers carried by more German captives. Then there were such sideshows as 7 or 8 tanks creeping around us, up and down shell holes, seesaw fashion. 2 large fires in the distance. Our sightseeing was interspersed with trench digging, and then move forward the Durhams. All went well until we had to shelter from heavy fire in shell holes, and in consequence lost touch, 2 platoons with the company. After a lot of trouble, we left and set off. This is where I had my best luck, for we had to cross very marshy ground, just raked by enemy snipers and machine guns. At one spot we went down like ninepins, officer, sergeant, and 6 or 7 men. I hugged Mother Earth to my bosom. Not much earth either, for I was up to my middle in water. But there I had to remain till dark. I felt very happy when I safely reached the company. The things in my pockets, notes, eyeglasses, etc., were in an awful mess. It was not until next day, when taking the cover off my mess tin, that I knew how lucky I had been. There was a bullet hole in both sides of it. Why it did not enter my back, I cannot understand. I will continue the story to either Claire or Gull. The 3 days we were up there were exceedingly enervating. As a reward, they have given us a long motor ride, and I am writing this in the nicest trench possible, whilst on the softest guard I have ever done. The deep blue sea comes within a dozen yards of us, and I had a glorious swim this morning. The weather is charming. Hey-ho, is there a war on? Your affectionate brother, Jim.